Good morning, everyone. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama, and we want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. It is my privilege this week to be with you and to share a brief message from the Bible each day, and I hope that it will brighten all our days as we go about them and cause our thoughts to be more spiritually centered in what God would have us to do and think about. I have a two-year-old daughter. She is at that stage now where her vocabulary is growing and she's saying new things, and we have to sometimes try and figure out what specifically she's saying. But one of the things that she said very early on and could say pretty clearly was she would come up to me and my wife and say, "We need." And she wasn't saying "we" as myself and my wife. She was saying, "I need something," but she just would say, "We need." Whether it was something specific or just something random, because she could actually say those things, we just would just laugh at how she would say that and her attitude about it. As humans and adults, we might think we need things too. We might think we need things that are random, or we might think we need things that we have wanted for a long time. And in some cases, we might think we need things, and in reality, we really don't. There is an old hymn in our psalm books that is entitled, "Christ's Love is All I Need." And that's what I would like to spend a few minutes each day thinking about and talking about with you. Christ's love entails much more than just an emotion. Each day I want to consider a specific reason that we truly need Christ's love. We need Christ's love because the trials of life may press on our every side and be all around us and provide many snares that can entrap us. We all go through trials. It is a part of the life that God has given us, and it is a necessary part of our life. The truth is that the Christian will face many trials that produce challenges and things that can trap us in worldliness. It's important then to know what God says about these trials, and he has much to say in the Bible about their purpose in our lives. In James chapter 1, the Bible says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Trials test our faith, and in turn builds our faith in God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul says, "For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." My friends, why can we have this hope of the things eternal? Simply because of the love that Christ had and still has for us. Christ's love, having prepared eternal home for us, that should be our aim here on earth, to be pleasing to him and to obey his commandments to inherit that eternal reward. What else do we need? If we have the goal to get to heaven, what else do we need? If we miss heaven, we have missed it all. Let's remember what we truly need, the love of Christ that helps us get through our tough times in life with our eyes fixed above on that eternal reward. We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime at Oakland that you're able to do so and it's convenient. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of Newcut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study and 10:20 a.m. for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We also want to take a few minutes to extend a special invitation to our 2019 Vacation Bible School. June the 10th through June 14th are the days, and at 10 a.m. each day there will be classes for all ages. The theme this year for the Vacation Bible School is God's Creatures Great and Small. The children's classes along that theme will cover the topics Balaam and his donkey, ants are hard workers, bears and being respectful for Jesus. Jesus teaches about sheep and shepherds, and birds and God's love for you. We hope you will make plans to join us. Our goal is to simply worship God here at Oakland in the pattern He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.